Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin with you live today at Opryland, the American Football Coaches Association Convention. Appreciate Walt Wells for stopping by and saying hello. But we continue the Titans discussion now. Do we have Hutton with us?
We sure do.
All right. We say hello to Jonathan Hutton from Outkick. Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow is the show. Weekdays 2 to 5 on 94.9 The Fan. And Hutton, do you think that we saw Derrick Henry ride off into the sunset as a Titan yesterday at Nissan Stadium?
I do. I think we saw his final game. And it goes back to a conversation I believe Big Joe and I had. Chase, I can't remember if you had suit duties or not, okay? I get the sense the guy wants to go win. And he's the last 8 years and everything, it's been great. But it's not just about, well, do the Titans want him back? Do I think Derrick Henry would want to be back under the right circumstances? Absolutely. Do I think Derrick Henry wants to be paid? Absolutely. But when he stood at the podium yesterday and said that his priority is winning a Super Bowl, and that's not happening here next year, and if I'm Derrick Henry, just point blank, I've wasted two seasons the last 2 years here. Now, that's the brutal honesty of it. The other brutal honesty piece of this is Derrick Henry was a true pro.
Yep.
Ryan Tannehill, pro in the way they handled this season. And if I can just have the floor for a moment.
Go ahead.
The way they finished this season is exactly why you don't fire John Robinson on December the 6th of last year and wave the white towel. Because the way the team finished last year compared to the way the team finished this year is a complete 180-degree opposite reaction from the whole mindset and mentality of how you go about a December. And that's why I think the signal last year was they're going to lose out, when this year it was they could lose out, but then we saw them beat Miami and beat Jacksonville and go to overtime twice. I mean, I think it was a good sign for a Mike Vrabel coach team of what we saw yesterday and the way that, you know, certain things happened down the stretch of the regular season. However, I also think it's a great sign of the leadership qualities of some of those guys. Namely, let's start with number 22, Derrick Henry.
Locker cleanout is going on as we speak, as players are talking to reporters. Paul Kaharski saying Will Levis votes for continuity. Mike Vrabel said he will communicate with the players as soon as he knows what's going to happen. That's what Will Levis said to the reporters. Do you believe that Mike Vrabel returns as the Titans head coach?
I don't know. I think it's 50-50, Chase. I mean, yep. Where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, there's more than that now. There has been a beneath-the-surface tone and tenor to all of this for weeks and weeks and weeks. And regardless of what Mike Vrabel said last week, do you want to be here? Yes, of course I do. Well, of course he does, under the circumstances of whatever they're going to meet about. And the question is this. While Mike Vrabel may want the power, does he want the power that goes with – he wants the power, but does he want all the work? Who's doing what? And I think the big question with all of this is, what's the structure and who's delegating to do what? Who is pointing and saying, you're doing this, you're doing this, you're doing that, and here's why, and here's how, and here's how we're going about it, and how it's all going to be managed. I don't know the management structure of the day-to-day football, the daily life and structure of what goes on behind those doors. And to me, that's the frustration with the whole sentiment beneath the tenor of this. Who's doing what, when, and how? And well, who has the final say? Well, you have to come to some type of agreement on when you're going to meet and do those things. And I think how they go about doing that is the frustrating part. And here's part two. If Vrabel signs up and comes back for a year, or just says, yeah, I want to be back, he's signing up for a rebuild, correct?
Yes. Yes.
He's going to lose next year, correct?
Yes.
He's going to get fired. So if you're going to sign up for a rebuild, only to be the guy who's out and fail, and if you feel like the direction you're going in is headed towards that path, why would you want to stay status quo? I think that's the one thing that has to change, and everybody's getting on the same page with that direction. If Vrabel's coming back, there are going to be changes. And if Vrabel's going to have more power, I still think there will be another structure than just Vrabel's the general manager. Vrabel's not the general manager. Rand Carthon's the general manager. But if Rand Carthon's the general manager, then let him be the general manager. That's what has to be determined. And there has to be something else involved, because whatever they did this year with the whole collaborative effort is just not that just didn't work, because there was nothing collaborative about the messages that were sent out through the media, or not sent out through the media, or the rumor mills from New England. I mean, at some point, what perception's reality. And the perception right now I have is those two don't like each other. And what does Amy Adams Strunk have to say about it? And what does Mike Vrabel want? Does Mike Vrabel want to do something where, I mean, okay, real quick, let's just compare New England. New England's going to also be in a rebuild. Well, why would he want to go and rebuild in New England when he can rebuild in Tennessee and have all the money? Because in New England, he has more than a year if he has another bad season. He
Right.
has time. He has a time to do it his way. That is the value. And by the way, Mike Vrabel just wants to coach ball. Now, he's going to do it his way, but he can only do so much of that. I don't think he wants to be the day-to-day operations general manager. I think he wants to coach football. And I think it comes down to that. What gets him more time to have say, have more say, but also go coach the football team and have say over the roster and do things his way.
Jonathan, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Who do you think Amy Adams, her confidant is? Who does she talk to? I mean, surely she bounces something off. Is it Mike Keith? I mean, I want to know who she talks to kind of, you know, and I think it would be kind of not smart not to have somebody like, all right, let's weigh this together. Does she have that person?
Well, 26 years there, Joe, for Mike, everyone talks to Mike Keith. Come on, man.
Right.
He's the,
Yeah.
you have to get an appointment. Are you kidding me? Vrabel's meeting with Mike will take place after the meeting with Amy, because it takes so long to get to Mike's office. Joe, I think she speaks to those within the organization that she has put in place. Let's start with the two that come to mind for me. Burke Nihil, Adolfo Birch. Who she brought back from the NFL back to Nashville. But also, I think she does pick up the phone and talk to Mike Vrabel quite a bit. I do think that she speaks with Rand Carthon a lot. I mean, I know that, you know, whenever I remember Robinson saying he would talk to Amy every single Monday, multiple times every Monday. That was their day to speak. So I don't think that she is only having one meeting, and this is the meeting. Whenever it takes place this week, I think it's more, you know, around the circles. You know, she's making the calls or speaking to whoever she needs to speak to. Who is she leaning on? That's a great question, because it doesn't, Joe, it doesn't feel like, it's not like we know this. It doesn't feel like she leaned on Mike Vrabel for the general manager hire, right?
True. Yep.
So who was that? Well, there's multiple opinions about who that was, but it was within the organization. I know who was in the interview room, Burke Nihil, Adolfo Birch, and a few others. So, yeah, I mean, I tend to think that there's a sentiment of, okay, last year there was a tone of, well, Vrabel got more of the power because Robinson was out. Well, then you hire a first-time general manager. Vrabel's got the power. He's been there. Well, at what point does the general manager, Rand Carthon, get more of that say? Because last year, last offseason, it felt like the first-time general manager was brought in to rebuild the depth that wasn't there, and the head coach wanted to do more than just be a rebuilding type franchise at that point. It's not oil and water, but it certainly wasn't the same lane on the same road.
It's interesting, and Josina Anderson just put out that league sources are telling her it's 50-50 at this point when
Yeah.
it comes to Mike Vrabel. So
And you know
certainly going
what?
to be interesting.
Because there's so many different ways. So Vrabel's very opinionated. He's going to tell it like it is. We know Amy Adams Strunk, when she makes up her mind, she makes up her mind. And I mean, where's Rand Carthon in this? I want to know,
Right.
like,
Does he
the
have a
one
say?
voice in the room that no one's considering, what is he going to say in that meeting?
Right.
So it and how what does that carry within the room? It should carry something. He's the general manager. But again, the communication level of what's gone on this season and how much or how little they have actually communicated. I mean, if there's more to the beneath the surface rumor mill than what some want to believe, then that could boil over. I mean, it's 50-50 on how things react. And here's a, just real quick. If Vrabel's going into the meeting looking for more power, I don't think he's looking for more say on his own plate. My opinion only. Have not heard this.
Sure.
My opinion only. I think he would want some delegation within the Carthon realm of, okay, here's what we need to make things better on the football end of things. And would that be bringing in someone? Would that be in a new executive vice president of football? Something. Because keep in mind, Robinson was also the team president. So they're, I don't think Vrabel's looking to be like, it's me or Rand. I mean, if it's Vrabel, he's going to need other people than just it's me or Rand. Because I think, again, Vrabel's tired. Look at him. He's talking about
Yeah.
not sleeping. He's pissed off for greatness. He does not want to lose. And yeah, there's not a lot of options where if he leaves, he's going to win immediately. But again, he's going to be able to do it under his structure, and he knows that he will have landing spots. He will. And I don't think they just want to fire him. But again, that's also a possibility because Amy did just up and fire John Robbins.
Sure. She's unpredictable. I don't think we know what's going to
So
happen.
is Vrabel.
And so is Rabel. Hud, appreciate it as always. We will see what we're talking about this time next week. Thanks, my friend.
Yep. Anytime, guys. Always enjoy this. Have a great week.
Jonathan Hutton from Outkick, Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow, weekdays 2 to 5 on 94.9 The Fan. We'll come back, put a bow on things, give you celebrity birthdays as well. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.